Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Mana Pool, the Live Play role-playing podcast presented by the Geek.io Network. I, of course, am your Wolfie host, CJ. Joining me, as always, Dark Death, no parents, Felix.
I am the best edgelord.
He's smarter than the average bear, Raul.
Hey.
Slightly bigger than Tinkerbell, slightly smaller than Harley Quinn, but just as crazy as both of them, Rachel.
Quite appropriate.
And it's the sleeves, what does it? Carrie.
Hello.
And of course, our manic, destructive game master, Josh.
I didn't know Josh was the Crypt Keeper.
He will be once he kills all of us.
I think it's unfair. I don't think he... To just say that he's going to kill us all.
You're all dead. Roll new characters.
Sweet! I'm prepared!
Meteor, like, breaks through the clouds and just strikes everyone.
Oh, Sephiroth! What?
Felix just...
It's Kefka after your asses now.
Oh, Jesus.
Felix just re-rolls Calabras again. Yeah, and then rezzes us all, and it's fine.
I'll just be a lich. It's all good.
Strike me down now, and I'll become stronger than you could ever possibly imagine.
So, last time we were here, we did some investigating.
We did.
But thanks, Carrie, for being so excited.
Yay!
It's just Prince Balium peeking through. It's all.
The lady in red is crazy, turns out, and also royal.
Is she crazy royal? Let's see.
Yes, and absolutely not at all Melisandre.
Yes, we've covered that extensively.
She's going to spread her legs and a shadow beast is going to come out from between them here. What else happened?
We made a new friend. Or, to be more literal, Calabras made us a new friend.
Yes, we made
him. Make him. All right, that's not what happened. I called him.
And Daddy took him outside and scolded him.
What?
Lich!
Well, Freya stitched up the gaps in his wrappings, so he won't be leaking everywhere.
An adorable little girl came in and showed that she can transmute stuff.
Summon stuff.
It has been a while.
Transmutation is completely different.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
What are you talking about? We just played last week, guys.
You know, it's been a bit since we've actually recorded. We apologize. A bunch of stuff has happened.
Yeah, two hurricanes.
Like hurricanes.
Two hurricanes happened. Dragon Con happened, and Aussie happened, and yes.
You might say we suffered from Dale Force winds.
Ah, yes! Only that's the reason why. No, we didn't. That's the reason we kept him away from Taco Bell.
You brought an Aussie to the States and you didn't give him Taco Bell?
No, we did that last time. He had a box bat sale.
Yeah, we gave it to him last time. He's had it. We didn't need to do it again.
Yeah, you didn't want him
subjected to it another time.
You didn't want him spraying that Cali gas.
Exactly. Yay! Bring the pre-show in. Frick your name, Felix, knows how to play the Geek.io show game. We say stupid crap before the show begins, and then we say it again during the show, so it counts.
Yeah.
Yay, relevance.
Because now we could use it as a show title candidate.
Woohoo!
Alright, so with unless anybody else has anything else, Josh, take it away.
Alright, so, when we last left our intrepid band of investigative adventurers, they were unwinding for the evening at the inn in the lumbering town of Mossback. There was a bit of a floor show with the dinner, really, this time around, considering the very, shall we say, amateur demonstration of summoning skills on behalf of the small child attempting to impress the lady summoner that has been misnomered and misrepresented by certain other hosts in this program.
Her name is Lissay. I know.
And for the most part, the rest of your evening is going to be relatively uneventful and relaxing at, you know, some juncture shortly thereafter where we last left off. There will be a fairly commotion, but just a bit of loud voices from the outside of the inn before the door opens up and a very large and stereotypical of what one might expect from a lumbering man enters the inn and appears to be looking for someone before eventually settling on the small child who was entertaining the lady summoner. Clearly a father figure instructing her to come home and stop bothering the noble.
Listen intently.
Indeed.
Sanna, dear, you've occupied enough of the lady's time. Come along now. It's time for supper.
Zanade?
Sanae.
Sanae. Right.
And the lady in red just smiles and says, oh, it's no bother at all. I would actually highly recommend you consider enrolling her in the academy in Tolvera. She would do quite well, I think, with a little tutelage. Thank you, my lady. I shall have to take that into consideration. Tolvera is quite a distance from here, but such high recommendations from one such as yourself are not to be taken lightly. I do bid you good evening. And at that, the child and her father depart the inn, and business as usual resumes. Drinking meat.
Drinking the meat.
It's not that tender, but damn is the stew close.
Hi, did you happen to hear anything of what they were saying before he came in?
Did I hear anything of what they were saying before he came in?
Were you actively attempting to eavesdrop, or?
So?
I mean, you do have those big ears.
I do.
The better to hear things with.
Yes. Perceptionification?
Yes.
All right. Rolling the things. 45!
Holy shit!
You hear the fly farting across town.
He apparently really wanted to know what was going on in there.
You were
those
reading
balls
minds.
Exploded.
With 45, you're reading minds.
You can hear our pulses.
For us,
maddening, actually.
For a split second, you actually hear us, the players, talking on behalf of the characters in the game.
Hella ass. That was a good one.
Oh god.
I stare blankly at the fourth wall. I know you're there.
The fourth wall stares back. It finds you wanting.
So yes, what do I hear with a 45 perception roll?
Pretty much everything that's going on in the bar at that point. You can hear the, you know, cook swearing up a storm as things don't go quite white, but they're going to put it out anyways. You can hear the idle conversation of the assorted lumberjacks throughout the bar. You know, who felled what tree. I'm sorry, what?
Send your stew back, Amy. It's going to be underdone.
Heard.
The conversations of the various lumberjacks, you know, where they were working today. Did they find anything, you know, particularly promising? what the local market rates are going to be versus what they're going to charge. You know, typical business work. There's not a whole lot of engaging conversation in this setting, as one might imagine. These guys all, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe trees, so the conversation's pretty wooden.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's hard to believe.
Hard
to believe.
So, Lisei and Sanae, anything interesting coming from them other than her showing that she can summon a itty-bitty thingy?
It's mostly... You know how when an adult is trying to explain a complicated situation to someone very small in the best way they know how without, you know, stripping out vital information?
Yes.
It's that sort of conversation. It's very clear that this Lady Lisae is attempting to provide actual constructive feedback to the child without going into overcomplicated terminology and schematics, basically.
Okay.
Because as far as abilities through which people can harness the energy of the ley lines for, summoning is one of the more complicated ones.
Indeed. All right, I convey that, no, for the most part, Lisae is just interested in the fact that that the little girl is able to summon anything at all.
Mm.
There's a strange pride in her voice. That guy over there found a really cool tree that he chopped down. He's going to bring it in, hoping to make a quick buck out of it.
Also, don't eat the stew.
Don't eat the upcoming stew. Send it back. It's going to be underdone. Unless you like underdone, as he licks his lips.
Give it to us raw and wriggly.
No, I enjoy my meat slightly cooked.
I am curious, though. Did you notice the form the little girl's summon took?
It was a... wasn't it a stone golem? I forget.
In the same way that a lump of clay thrown on a table is the Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah, it was assembled of like rocks and sticks and just whatever, right?
It's itty-bitty golem.
Do you remember
the description? It was the barest minimum you could consider something an earth elemental.
Okay, fine, still. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I would have expected something from this area to be more wood elemental based, but...
I was just thinking that it calls to mind an amateur attempt at something not unlike an entity we've had described to us recently. Obviously, I can't draw any definitive conclusions, but it is a possibility we might want to keep in mind.
Yes. I kind of pay attention at this point to see what Calabras and his friend are up to.
They're playing patty cake.
Are they really?
No. What?
playing.
Patty cake. Breaker's mad.
I mean, considering
you can't eat a cake as fast as you can.
Wait, I have a question. The person he summoned, the friend that he summoned, it's not like one of the relatives of the people in here, is it?
No, God, no. That would be horribly dumb.
Calabras described him upon his initial entry as an old friend.
Hmm.
So unless he decides to give you more information, the best information that you can work off of is that this is a former associate of his. Someone he may have traveled with before, someone who was, you know, he was planning on meeting up at some juncture anyways, but that is, to the best of my knowledge as the GM, the most you know about Savoth at this point in time.
Oh, okay.
Is that he is a prior acquaintances of Calabrese.
I mean, he could have been the mailman for all we know.
I mean, for all you know, as character.
He certainly delivers.
God damn it, son of a bitch. I don't have enough shoelace to hang myself today. Alright, so what's your name? Did that noble lady leave already?
Given the situation, you probably can bank on the fact that she's likely staying at this inn as well, considering it's the only one in town.
I guess my hands are tied for now.
And just as a general GM note, because I do remember this from the last session, there was talk about going back out into the woods tonight. I don't know if you individuals still plan on doing so, but I do recall that having been discussed when last we left off. And now that everyone is back, I will reiterate that once more for consistency's sake. I do recall from the last game session that it was briefly discussed of going back out into the woods, particularly to where Lisae was investigating when you found her.
That is absolutely.
I do not know if that is still the plan, but that was left out of our opening synopsis, and I wanted to remind everyone just in case that was something you still intended to do.
I'm trying to remember. Did she tell us why she was out here?
Nope.
She has given you no information whatsoever other than her contempt.
Yeah. She basically is... she kind of hinted that she is here for the Spectre or whatever it is as well, but... Other than that, like, no direct information whatsoever.
Hmm. All right. Well, as Fraggle, I go up to her and it's like, fine lady. We have... we haven't decided yet, but we were thinking of treading out into the night to search for this... Spectre, or whatever is causing this spectre.
In the background, you see Velfreya reach, trying to stop him, and then just facepalm.
You see Kai get it. If you can see any reflective thing, Kai has claws extended, ice magic flowing through them at this point.
I warned you not to do this.
And... this pertains to me in which way?
Well, I assumed you were also out here investigating.
I whispered to Valfrey, let him dig his own grave. As long as there's no violence, we're okay here.
My reasons for being here are my own.
Well, fine. All right. Well, I guess I'll speak with my comrades and we'll see about going out this evening.
As you wish. Best of luck, I suppose.
All right, guys. Are you ready for a night hike?
Gotta take a field trip.
Get up, leave some coin on the table, and just kind of hang my head and walk out the door.
I'm following the wolfman.
I shoo everybody out with us and follow as well.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, it's almost like we told Roll not to do that exact thing last time.
Fragul, no. Fragul, yes.
Fragul has been drinking the mead a little hard this evening.
Clearly.
It's okay. You're all still alive. No harm, no foul, right?
Now, that's the one beast that's not in this group is any kind of chicken-based creature.
I should have made a giant chicken. That would have been awesome. Fuck.
Rerolling as a necromancer giant chicken man.
No, just summon a giant chicken made of a bunch of chicken corpses. It's a chicken odokoro.
What? His name is already cock and ass, so what's the problem?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that one's done. That one cut deep.
That's what she said.
Are you feeling a little shafted there, my friend?
We are going for the high-quality jokes here on the Mana Pool tonight.
Exactly.
So are we making any stops on our way out of town, or are we just heading directly into the woods, into the night?
To the woods!
Anything but the woods!
Do we have a torch or something, so we're just not wandering, bumping around?
I can see in the dark. I don't know what your issue is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can see in the dark.
Wait, hold on. As a necromancer, am I not allowed to see in the dark?
Do you specifically have any sort of ability that allows you to see in the dark?
That's going to be a big fat no.
Then no, you cannot see in the dark.
Damn it!
Because that's the thing with Open Legend, and we haven't, you know, harped on this, you know, in a couple of sessions. It lets you do pretty much anything, but you need to have something backing it up in order to do it. I don't doubt that there are abilities out there that allow you to see in the dark, but you have to, you know, have it as a point that your character is capable of doing such things and letting your GM know when you are.
For the record, I don't have nothing dark vision, but I purposely and explicitly stated that I was marking my path back towards where I was. So sniff, 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 sniff.
And there's no racial archetypes or anything like that. You know, you don't get your dark vision from being a drow or anything of that nature. I'm sure one of the, you know, extraordinary attributes has a boon you can give yourself to allow yourself to see farther. Or, you know, there's definitely one that allows you to create a light source. Yeah. But that's something you have to take active engagement in.
So since I'm a humanoid bear, I can just say that, like, my eyes have... I can use the light of the moon to magnify any light that I have that is out here.
As long as you've, you know, got something to back it up that, you know, will allow you to do so. Like I said, you know, a lot of it comes down to what you have taken.
Sniff, 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 sniff.
All right, well, all right, I'll follow behind. How do you, okay, so how shall we line up, since Kai seems to know
the tracker is always up first, because I'm the one tracking.
Okay, do we want to put,
the tank should go in front of everybody else.
Which, yeah. Okay. Calabras, we can put you in the back.
Wait, what? Okay, I guess I'm not the tank.
Wait.
I'm sorry, was there a scene transition just now? I'm sorry.
Oh, there was, in fact. Why, yours work, mine do not.
Why are there gravestones here?
We really should have, Josh, you probably should have names labeled.
Whoa.
Those are things.
What is that music? Is that coming from you, CJ?
Yes. Oh, I guess, switch. We're in the forest now. Hold on. That was the bar.
No, I just started playing something. It's almost like I've been planning stuff.
To the Witchwood!
I would like to attempt to invoke a boon as we shift out into the darkness.
grab a linky link for the GM. Paste it in the hangout.
Oh, geez, I got loud.
And as the team steps out from the inn into the darkness of the town and eventually to the forest, Belfreya is going to attempt to channel her natural abilities to detecting the flow of ley light through the natural world to give herself the blind sight boon.
There you go.
Can you bring it down like a notch there, CJ?
CJ is not in control.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
I am not hearing you playing anything.
I hear it. It's perfect on my end.
Is that better, Raul, or would you like it a little softer? Down.
One more notch down.
Music level.
We need to actually be able to hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
How's that?
I still not hearing you.
That's perfect for me, at least.
Yeah.
A little bit of ambient woodland music.
That Mars is sponsored.
Open that up.
And for the sake of the audience at home, the boon that I'm trying to invoke, Blindsight, has a power level of 5. I was using Prescience to roll it. You can also use Alteration, Entropy, or Perception. And the description is: even in the absence of light, you are able to distinguish your surroundings. Some examples of Blindsight include Tremor Sense, Echolocation, Heat Vision, Divine Insight, or Extraordinarily Heightened Senses. Effect: the target is immune to blinded bane, and they are able to see normally even in conditions of little to no light. Blindsight can also potentially counter invisibility, though the GM will have to decide if the source creating the blindsight is appropriate to counter the source creating the invisible boon.
Alrighty. And I believe that should be sufficient.
Yes, because the challenge rating on that one is 20.
Okay, so yeah, you've got yourself some extrasensory perception there.
Sweet.
Or however it's flavored in this particular sense.
Lay sight, I guess.
So everything's all kinds of nice and glowy then.
Awesome.
From the ground you're walking on to the trees and the leaves on the trees, it's just a nice little network of glowing lines.
And it is absolutely beautiful.
Well, I would imagine so, yes. So, we are heading back out into the woods. I've dropped everyone's tokens onto the map if you want to, you know, sort yourself out as you see fit. I literally just dragged and dropped everyone into the rough area.
bloop.
I'll be up by Kai so I can help. Should I be up by... actually, Kai, do you want me up in front of you to help detect things, or bringing up the rear to watch our tail end?
Wow. Always need somebody to watch the butt.
Watch your butts, or what?
Can I use my observant perk? Kind of see if I can, like, smell or sense anything around us.
Do you want to use that now, or do you want to hold on to that?
I can hold on to it.
Well, she's just saying that because it is a once per game session thing.
Oh, okay.
And all you're really doing right now is traveling back to where you were.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, you can use it if you like, but you may want to bank on that for something that is innately a little more suspicious.
Yeah, okay. Like the blind sight, it has a sustained duration, so I can keep that up as basically as long as I want slash as long as Josh says I can, whichever happens first.
Well, basically, the way the rules work for sustaining any sort of bane or boon is basically we're just operating under the assumption that every quote-unquote turn, you are using the required sustain action to sustain it. And for most boons, you can only sustain one boon at a time. There are feats that allow you to sustain multiple boons, or, you know, get one free sustain in addition to what you're already using to sustain, but that's neither here nor there. Pretty much anyone that can generate a boon for themselves can continue to sustain it if it needs to be sustained, as long as they, you know, are keeping up on that. But since we're in a travel situation and not, you know, using it within the context of, you know, a stressful situation, we can operate under the assumption that she is just actively choosing to sustain it.
There's your answer.
All right. So we're still traveling back to the, we're pretty much in the middle of the woods at night, traveling back to a location that we saw the phantasm.
Well, you haven't seen the phantom itself. You're traveling back to the location where you encountered Lisae.
Okay.
CJ had suggested looking around that area a little more closely to see if she had found anything of note without her there to dissuade you, basically.
And now we need to be on our guard, since she specifically warned us to stay out of her business, and someone just told her what we're up to.
I don't see the reason to be deceitful.
Maybe the reason, maybe because she threatened to kill us.
She made maybe no such threats.
Deceitful as it is just shutting our mouths and not giving out information that doesn't need to be given out.
Call me crazy, but we don't have to say anything.
So you, as you're, you know, chatting amongst yourselves, making your way back through the woods, it is the woods at night. It's dark, there are stars above, the moon shining down, you know, assorted buzz of insects and rustling of, you know, mundane nighttime predators. But otherwise, you reach the...
There's a fox.
I'm sorry?
There's a fox. There's a... Owl.
Ooh, ooh.
Here's a.
But otherwise, you reach the location that you marked your way back to without much incident. I mean, obviously, only one of you has done much of anything to say that they're counteracting the darkness. So, unless somebody breaks out, you know, torches, a light source, a glowing orb of energy, I may decide I want you guys to roll agility to not fall on your faces for, you know, comedy's sake.
I can do that!
Well, now I have to roll agility because I have no way to do this. Hey, I don't fall.
Cast the light. I just don't... Yeah, I'm not going to do anything until we actually get there. With the light sources or anything, so
probably better to try and remain "quote unquote" stealthy if we're able to.
Yeah, I'm not stealthy.
Oof!
No, Jesus!
Really, the wolf? Come on, man!
Oh, are we actually doing this?
Well, I mean, you've got blindsight going. You're fine.
Okay.
You can see where the tree branches and the roots and the rocks are in the path.
By the way, I did mention...
After falling on my face once, I think I'm going to choose to go into my alternate form.
I did mention the other attributes you can use to invoke blindsight. If there's anybody else.
I just
else.
Plugged in the number. I don't have the ability to do that.
Oh, wait! Hold on!
I do have a thing. I'm going to see... You are able to see through the eyes of a willing ally. This power may stir from a cybernetic implant or magical enchantment. using lay energy to kind of tie into, since I'm using my sniffer to follow where I was, use my eye, try and sync up my lay energy that I have kind of naturally coursing through my body with Carrie's lay energy.
So do you also want me to roll agility?
I mean, like I said, if nobody other than Carrie is doing anything to mitigate the darkness, such as something as simple as a torch, or the light boon that can be generated with creation or energy attributes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to boost building.
Let's see if I follow my face.
Alteration, entropy, perception, and prescience.
Oh! I forgot. Wait, I had that.
Entropy can do blind sight?
I don't have five in any of those.
So I can technically try to create a torch, right?
You don't have to have a five in it.
I don't, but I have a four, so it's worth it. I'm gonna try to create a torch.
Light is power level 1 through 9. Yes. So
light is easy, but I'm trying to force up blunt sense because I'm not trying to actively.
Here's the thing with the light boon. If you're creating light with it, it's only a 5-foot radius per power level of the boon. So it's not.
Okay.
I rolled a 20 to blindsight.
Yeah, you managed to blindsight yourself, no problem, Calibras.
Woo!
And I'm not sure.
All right. Then I'm going to. All right. I'm going to use, since magic is kind of does stuff anyway, I'm going to try and create like a crystals that float above my hand that will reflect light around me, and just use a power level 1 with energy. And
so what I'm hearing is you're saying that you'll float too, huh?
There we go. 22.
Horrible joke.
And I'm just using that. I'm just using that at level 1.
Yeah, that's enough to get you, you know, a personal torch that's not going to shine like a beacon through the night.
Okay.
But you're able to, you know, determine where the ground is in relation to your feet.
I stumbled once. Only one person saw it, thankfully. So now I have a slight little light going on.
What are you talking about? I saw it too.
I just sat
there. You rolled your blind after that. Don't even.
But yeah, after a few trips, a few bumps and bruises, a few, you know, few instances of wounded pride. You manage to find your way back to the particular forest clearing, if you can really call it a clearing this deep in. Where you first encountered Lady Lisae.
Alright.
Time to start looking around.
Yep.
All
perceptionification.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Perception? See if I can see anything around us, or that's everything, right?
I'm going to search both mundane, and also I'm going to search the local flow of lay energy to see if I can sense any disturbances.
I will do the same.
21.
Okay.
So, Rachel, you mentioned you went into bird form. Are you still in bird form?
Yes.
All right. Between your combined efforts of searching, There doesn't appear to be anything unnaturally amiss as far as the local energy networks. Everything appears to be in working order here, so there's, you know, no real problems there. As far as the terrain itself goes, and noticing any discrepancies there, Kai, you can tell that Lisai Ascent is pretty much all over this area. So she must have been investigating pretty thoroughly up until the point you guys found her. And roughly where you saw her upon your initial entry to the wood, this area, and I'm making a little bit of a ping there just for... There is a large indentation in the ground.
And nothing strikes as, like, magical or anything like that coming out of it. It's just a big old indent.
Well, if you move over into that area and, you know, give it a closer inspection, it's not the only one that's there, but it is deeper. The ground in that area is just a little bit softer. Maybe the canopy didn't shield it as much from the rain. A particularly large creature may have relieved itself in the immediate vicinity, softening up the soil.
I wouldn't do that.
But it does resemble tracks. They don't go They don't go for very long through the area, unfortunately, so you would have a difficult time following them out of here. But what you can tell from looking at them, it is a very large stride.
Hey, we found our ghost, guys.
Like, here's the very noticeable indent.
Very heavy footprint.
The very noticeable indent. The next minor indent.
Oh my god, guys,
she's
the
same size.
I'm sorry?
It's the same size, shape, and everything.
As best as you can tell, like I said, what you can make of them through the area, because they are old tracks, whatever made it is large and heavy.
What do you sense, Kai?
So, I point out my master tracker feat. You were made for the hunt. Whether you gain this ability through years because we're possession through heightened senses, the effect is the same. Once you picked up a trail, you almost never lose track. There are tracks here. Large, heavy, heading in this direction.
Sounds like we may have found our phantom.
They're older. And if it's indeed a phantom, I don't believe that it would make these type of footprints. These are animals.
Phantom, she says, making quotation gesture.
He winces when your sleeves go up.
Hands, the sleeves are folded. They are gigantic floppy cups right now. You can see her hands.
Alright, I am going to... Am I able to tell about how old these are?
Let me just take a quick look here at how... If there are any further specifics to your master tracker...
I read what's
in the direction of true north. Well, you read the description, but the actual effect itself.
Yeah, true. Always know true north. In addition, once you successfully locate the trail of a target, you automatically succeed at all tracking attempts to continue following that trail for 7 days after the time that you first picked it up. Only extraordinary concealment, targets in flight, or similarly exceptional cases can cause you to lose your mark.
Okay. So, you are barely able to follow these, but you can follow them. These are not fresh tracks, but you can continue following them. The only reason it's particularly difficult is you're not getting much of a scent off them at this point.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if there is a particular scent at the footprint. All right, I'm going to follow the tracks. Follow behind me.
All right, I'll follow behind Kai.
Following.
And again, I got a little reflective ice crystal lantern going.
Yes, your moonlit ice lantern.
Yes. Which is an awesome heavy metal band name.
Right. That does sound like it would be a really cool looking effect, to be perfectly honest. Just from a personal perspective.
Well, do we want to find this phantom?
So we're going to begin following the tracks.
I say we go for
and
it.
Everyone is following behind you, I assume?
Yes.
To the best of their ability, anyways.
I'm hovering over him, as I frequently do.
Perched on his shoulder.
No, he doesn't let me perch on his shoulder. He's a big jerk like that. He tends to swap me off.
I smell.
Yeah, you smell funny too. Shut up.
So, yep, tracking. Sniff. Follow.
So, give me a rough estimate of how long you're willing to follow.
I follow until, I mean, once I've, and I've not hidden back this part of my character, I'm kind of very dedicated to it, so once I'm deciding to go with something, I'm just following it.
Once you're on the trail, you're going to keep going until you either pass out or find something?
He knows this very well, and I get kind of tunnel vision-y, and I'm saying that on purpose. I'm just going to, at this point, also kind of pick up my speed while I'm, and try to remain as quiet as possible while doing it.
Alrighty.
Because I also have fast tracker.
Indeed you do.
Which, for the folks at home, says following the trail is an everyday part of your life, is, and as such, it is no more taxing than breathing or blinking. Once you're an experienced, whether you're an experienced woodsman, a bounty hunter for the Galactic Senate, which I am totally, a humanoid cat creature, you cats, with heightened senses, your experience at tracking allows you to get it done faster than the average hunter. You move unhindered full speed while tracking your quarry.
Alrighty, sounds great to me.
I will whisper to Kai as he starts to pick up speed. Take care not to leave the rest of us behind. Not everyone can follow you easily in this darkness.
Keep up.
Man is on the hunt.
It's not myself I'm worried about.
Man on the run.
Man on the run. Anyways. You continue tracking through the woods. The trail definitely becomes a little bit fresher in some spots, and then, surprisingly enough, after several hours of searching, you will start seeing other trails that sort of branch off or cross over, some of them older, some of them fresher. But you are going deeper into the woods and closer to the mountains.
When I start getting the branching paths, I hold up a hand for stopping.
Stopping.
Stop.
Whoa, stop.
The glowing hand. The glowing ice lantern hand.
What is it, Kai?
Trails branch off here. Older ones go that way, newer ones go this way.
Hey, Kai, you like old things. Let's go there.
Newer trail would be the smarter of the two track.
I'm inclined to agree with Kai.
Yes, let's go ahead and find the fresh tracks.
I will take another quick sense around the area. Sorry, go ahead.
At this point, I kind of inform everybody to, since the trail is new and that there are multiple trails, be prepared for anything.
I unsheath my katana. Oh, no. I put a hand on my katana for a quick draw if something would draw near.
Yeah. Velfreya, everything's still energetically fine in this immediate area. The light is getting a little bit stronger because you are nearing the mountains and there is a more pronounced line and node network in that area. So, if anything, it's a little bit brighter.
Okay. Nothing feels out of the ordinary so far.
Does this scent, like, register that anything that I possibly could have smelled before? And
with newer tracks, you're not picking up any new scent. What you are getting is a very confusing mishmash of scents.
But is the scent that I have been tracking?
The same vague, not quite a scent, you're coming to realize what you were tracking previously is an aromatic blend, shall we say. It's not a distinct scent in and of itself, but it is a blend of a little bit of moss. You're getting just a touch of 3-day-old rabbit carcass.
The scent has changed going that way, pointing towards the scent, tail, smells put together. Moss, dead creatures, it's not the same static smell that it has been.
Yeah, it definitely smells funkier than Calabras.
I would also give
going
a word
at this
of... Go ahead.
I'm going at this for a while. Does anybody need a rest?
No. I'm all ready to go. Let's get this party going.
A word of caution before we continue. We are getting closer to the mountains, which means we may encounter earth shells. They are shy and protective of their territory, so if we encounter them, try not to startle them.
That is fine advice. Hopefully we don't accidentally fall into a group of them.
If we do, allow me to do the talking.
All right, that's good.
So we're continuing to follow the fresh trail?
Yes. I mean, that's what I thought we were doing.
All right, you continue on into the night and into the deeper depths of the woods. Following this trail, you're going to eventually have to start going more by the mishmash of scent you've been following than actual tracks, because the ground is getting harder as you approach the mountainous area. It's not completely rock at this point, because obviously there are still copious amounts of trees and foliage growing out of the ground, but it is a much firmer soil, and it's not taking footprints as easily.
Fair. Sniff, 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 sniff.
The next time we come to a spot where we pause for breath, I do... shift closer to Kai. Something has occurred to me. Can you smell if we're being followed?
Oh, Piccolo Lissai?
I'm worried that she may take an interest in what we're doing.
Well, I marked her scent in particular, so, all right, now I kind of stand up and kind of do a quick meditation to clear my senses a bit, and I can only track her up to 60 feet. So I'm, again, smelling the air for Lissai's unique smell.
Okay. You don't detect her aroma anywhere within 60 feet of you.
I guess she's not close.
That at least is a comfort. Thank you.
No problem. Not gonna do the same thing and get back to my weird rabbit carcass moss smell. More so the moss is the off-putting part, not so much the rabbit carcass.
Well, I'm just imagining, you know, when they have dog races, the rabbit that leads the dogs around the track.
Kinda. Considering I'm going, what, 30 feet every 6 seconds? Yeah.
You're covering a fair clip of ground. After several more hours of following on scent alone, the ground underfoot is getting decidedly hard and rocky. The trees that are growing are very large and old and thick at this point. So they've, you know, had the opportunity to break through and really, you know, take deep root underneath this hard topsoil. There are no real tracks left for you to follow. Like I said, you're going off the scent blend alone at this point. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, eventually you just hit a stopping point. Up ahead of you, you start to see the slopes of the mountain. And before that, there are small tributaries, you know, breaking through the ground, coming down from the mountain itself, and you don't really have much else to go off of at this point. You can backtrack fairly easily, no problem, but looking ahead of you and around, if what you've been tracking is to be found, it is either in this vicinity or you're not going to find it at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. I say, you know, either it's in this area or it's gone somehow.
Okay, well, I'm going to roll perception, Kai. Okay, yeah. See if I can sense anything.
I will attempt to have a sense slash look around as well.
A lot of rocks, a lot of trees.
Oh, geez.
Less so trees. The stars above are pretty.
Oop. Jesus.
Why don't we've been going for a long time. Why don't we camp here and wait until light to continue searching?
That is the wisest course of action.
So we should consult with the GM to make sure he's given us everything he's given us from these roles before we make any decisions.
You're not seeing too much else that you haven't already seen. It's still wooded area, just slightly sparser because only older trees that have the strong root networks needed to sustain them are going to be growing in this area. Those who did decent on their prescience would know that the ambient energy levels in this area are much higher, probably due to the close proximity of the mountain. But there is nothing particularly oh, hey, you know, giant glowing mark, check this out on your mini-map at this point in time.
All right. Yeah, we've been traveling for quite a while. Let's go ahead and take a break here.
Yeah, but by your best estimate, it's very much after midnight at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'm going to kind of just say, yeah, just let's go ahead and set up camp here. I'm
Go ahead. I'll take the first watch.
Actually, we have somebody that can just take a whole watch.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't want to trust him?
Well, you don't sleep either, Amy, so...
Well, yeah, this is true.
Yay, we have two watch people for...
And one of them is an archer. That's actually good with a bow.
But can he see in the... In the in the darkness.
I kind of think so.
Does he have anything that could be able to roll the dark vision or blind vision?
Hey, you can cast aura on him.
Can I use aura to make aura?
You can use aura to give him an aura of dark vision, like of the ability to see into the darkness.
Combining two together, you're combining your aura boon, which you can use with the dark vision.
Gosh, yeah, because you can do an aura of healing, you can do an aura of elemental protection. Why not an aura of dark vision?
And I'm going to give Sabat an aura of dark.
And I'm just going to curl up in a little ball and...
I'm going to lean against one of these trees with one hand on my katana and just go off to sleep.
By the way, here's the link to Aura in the Hangout.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
I'm going to wait and make sure Savoth can see appropriately.
I rolled an 18 for it.
The only real issue with that, and it's definitely a good idea. Both of those boons are sustain persist.
Oh, damn it.
And so you would have to keep yourself up to keep him seeing.
That just kind of destroys the whole point, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately so. Later on in the game, it will get to a point where you are... should be able to permanently bestow things upon people. That is within the bounds of the rules. You just don't quite have the chutzpah for it yet. So it's not a bad thing to keep in mind, but your best bet for the time being is arguably either to, you know, just let Amy handle the actual watch and Savoth just stay up as her backup, basically, or further yet, establish a proper camp with a campfire that will give, you know, an actual sight radius to people with normal vision.
What do the rest of the party say?
Not be the worst idea. That will fend off any kind of natural predators in the area that will attempt to come and get us. Yes, that does kind of alert people to our presence. If anybody is out looking for... You know, and if anybody's looking for that, however, it'll keep the bears and stuff away.
Bear what?
Hey, no.
God damn it!
As I open one eye, what did you say about keeping bears away?
The uncultured bears.
Ah, okay. Completely goes back, knocks out.
All right. Well, then I say we make a campfire then.
So, light girl, I'm gonna wake up and.
They're on the what now?
Grumble and make a fire, campfire with the light moon, which I can use at level 3. Anybody else can use light in a similar manner, please do so. Or at a higher level. That's the word I'm looking for.
In the L's, that's where it is.
Yes. It can use light or it can use energy or creation. To energy. Bing. Boop.
Oh.
At level 3.
Yeah, make a pretty good campfire. It's nice and cozy. You could definitely roast some weenies on it if you wanted to.
Right. And if you want to know the reason why I'm using energy, kinetic energy is still a type of energy.
Yes, it is.
Ha!
Alright, well, after the campfire is made, I'm knocking out. Calibrash will sit by a tree and then lean over.
So everybody's bunkering down for the night? Other than those keeping watch because they don't have to sleep?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a delightful plan and a delightful break.
Yeah, it does. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us once again on the Mana Pool. Let's see if we can find the Wendigo or whatever.
God, I hope it's not a Wendigo.
Chupacabra!
Right? And thankfully, none of us are goat people, so the chupacabra's alright. So, for myself and for everybody here, and of course, our lovely and talented GM, we'll see you guys next week. Remember, if you can support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io network, patreon.com/geek.io. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
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 This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.